I didn't know that you guys were friends.
Okay. What do you want to know?
I don't know. I guess just the situation, how you
okay.
met. If I didn't, I just want to respect you and him and don't want to blur any lines.
Okay. Frank's one of my oldest friends. I met him 17 years ago when I moved here. You know, he's one of those people, he's the life and soul of every party. He's so fun and you need him around most of the time, but then, then, you know.
What?
He's unreliable. He's volatile. He can be messy. He owes me money. But I love him.
So this is a film starring Shailene Woodley, Sebastian Stan, and Jamie Dornan. And the plot is borderline non-existent. It's pretty much kind of a midlife crisis for this woman played by Woodley, who is sort of in her early 30s. And she's just broken up with her boyfriend and she's quit her job and she's meandering. She's a bit messy and she's sort of trying to give herself a 6-month sabbatical from booze and from men. And obviously when a character decides to give themselves a sabbatical from any form of relationships or substance, they will immediately go towards those and meet a lot of people and go to a lot of parties. So she meets these two guys and I'm really drawn towards messy women on screen, women who don't really know what they're doing, where they're going, where they are in their head, and they're trying to figure themselves out. This film tries to do that. It's trying to be sort of a female Garden State in a way, which is not a flattering comparison coming from me. And it's just not that interesting. I think no characters in this film are very well developed. They're sort of meandering, but there's not enough plot or personality in them to keep you interested. And frankly, both Sebastian Stan and Jamie Dornan's characters are quite interchangeable. I'm never entirely sure throughout the whole film why they're so deeply fascinated and in love with Shailene Woodley's character, because she's just not that interesting to watch. And her crisis of herself, it feels a little bit self-indulgent. And there's elements of the direction of the film, and I love Drake Doremus's previous films, and particularly his first film, Like Crazy, and he's got a very naturalistic style to it, but I think this feels like a miss, and the relationships never really deepen. The crisis of personality or midlife crisis that she's having never really feels like a crisis. She's pretty coddled. And if anything, the key drama in the film is which hunky bearded man she is going to end up with potentially, because they all seem to be falling head over heels for her. And There's a particular nitpick that I have to mention, which just completely ruined the film for me. And it's the fact that I think in 2020, it is entirely unacceptable for a film to have handwritten, neon-colored pop-up text messages show up on a screen. I think we've moved past that. People know how people text each other. We don't need to go down that flippant route. It's like if he had done that element of the film as Comic Sans in 2020, even that would be more forgivable than these twee handwritten texts that pop up on screen.
Isn't it funny how, you know, if a movie's working like an American Pickle, mm-hmm. you can excuse, to use Ben Mendelsohn's term, naffery, you know, and if it isn't working, the naffery of just a text message is just like, oh, for God's sake. I think it's really interesting. You know, if you haven't got that central thing down, story, character, it doesn't matter what you do. It's just not going to work. And everything's going to get more and more irritating for the audience.
There's an REM karaoke scene, which I also think is just way too Garden State for 2020.
Wow. I'm surprised they didn't pull out a ukulele at some point.